You're listening to SBS News.
Since COVID-19 robbed Kaylee Grice of all her work, the single mother has twice been threatened with eviction.
I knew that it was going to be impossible to pay the rent with no income, and being a single parent, my main concern was making sure we had enough money for food.
The 33-year-old from Liverpool in England has lived in Melbourne with her 14-year-old son for 3 years. As an international student, she isn't eligible for federal government welfare support.
I just couldn't pay the rent. I just couldn't do it. I didn't have the funds, and I was relying on friends, family, food banks, charities.
Negotiations with her landlord stalled, so the matter went to the Victorian Civil and Administrative Tribunal, and she won. She can stay in her rental home and has since had her $12,000 debt waived. Ms. Grice credits the Renters and Housing Union for keeping a roof over her head. Union Secretary Irene Toledes-Noyce says the national volunteer-run organisation formed in Victoria in May as a response to the COVID-19 pandemic.
We've been helping hundreds of renters achieve actual reductions, rent reductions rather than deferrals, and avoid debt and termination of their tenancies. For many people, these debts are not able to be met, and the ability to collect them is almost impossible. People have no income, and what landlords and agents need to realise is the money's just not there.
It's mainly helped temporary visa holders so far, but she says rental stress affects many Australians.
Out of the 30% of the population who rent in Australia, 40% of them are paying over 50% of their income towards rent and are living with low income.
A moratorium on evictions has been extended to the end of March 2021 in Victoria. Exceptions are allowed if the landlord is selling the property or their family members need to move in. Landlords can access mortgage deferrals, and rent relief and land tax relief are available for those who give rent reductions of 50% or more to tenants. For Martina Pototti and Eros Lepori from Rome in Italy, they've had to start looking for a new home after their landlord decided to sell up.
It became very stressful because we had so many things to think about it. Eros was with no job.
The tribunal found the tenancy should be terminated, but with the help of the union and after negotiating with the landlord, their almost $8,000 in deferred rent is to be waived.
We feel that we have a new reason to hope for a new start.
But there are warnings of a wave of evictions and rental stress when the moratorium lifts, which coincides with mortgage deferrals being due and job seeker and job keeper payments being completely cut, creating a perfect storm of hardship. Notices to vacate are still being issued, even though they're currently void, with the date set a day after the moratorium lifts. The union is calling for longer-term solutions to the crisis. Ms. Pototti's advice to those concerned is reach out for help.
Don't lose hope. To try to talk to other people, even if they feel ashamed.
If you are facing financial difficulties, go to www.moneysmart.gov.au or call the National Debt Helpline on 1800 007 007. And you can stay up to date on coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Catalina Flores, SBS News.